Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we study the verses of the Quran with our beloved and dear Sheikh Habib Zaatar. Sheikh Habib Zaatar, we are just past Ashura, the day where Imam Hussein was innocently slain while trying to revive the tradition of the Holy Prophet. And tomorrow, at least here in Iran, is the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad, alayhi salam. My condolences to you and to our wonderful listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Azamallahu lakum al-aj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your grief and sorrow towards Abi Abdullah al-Hussein and his family.
Thank you very much, Brother Habib. We are on chapter 19, Surah Mary, and let's listen to verses 56 to 59 of this chapter before we come back for a discussion.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And mention in the book Idris. Indeed, he was a man of truth and a prophet.
وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا
And we raised him to a high station.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ
Those were the ones upon whom Allah bestowed favor from among the prophets of the descendants of Adam, and of those we carried in the ship with Noah, and of the descendants of Abraham and Israel, and of those whom we guided and chose. When the verses of the Most Merciful were recited to them, they fell in prostration and weeping.
بهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة والتعبد اتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا.
But there came after them successors who neglected prayer and pursued desires, so they are going to meet evil.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to verses 56 to 59 of chapter 19, chapter Mary, from the Holy Quran. Let's get straight to it. Can you please explain to us? The first two verses are about Prophet Idris. Mentioned in the book Idris, indeed he was a truthful one, a prophet, and we raised him to a station exalted. Can you please introduce us to Prophet Idris?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In summary, Idris was a prophet, and there is little mention about him in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And of course, interpreters and from different sects of Islam have their stories on him, and the detailed stories are out there, and anyone wants to go ahead and review them. Most of them are kind of, you know, not in their place, actually.
And he also describes Idris as Siddiq, a truthful one.
We talked about this before with Abraham, right? And of course, the meaning of Siddiq is the truthful one. But truthful only with the tongue, or more than that? Truthful in the eyes of Islam, you could say, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could say the divine meaning of it, is actually the person that is true with his belief. His actions do not lie, or, you know,
he is truthful in theory and in practice.
Exactly.
In his beliefs and in the things that he
does.
He
does, exactly. The same thing. Like, for example, you could state that you are a believer, or you believe, for example, and then you sin. That's not truthful from you.
That's not Siddiq.
Yeah, that's not Siddiq.
Siddiq is this very, very high, auspicious, very high, exalted level of being truthful. All right, let's take a break, and after the break, we'll be back for the rest of our discussion.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. So what God has done, we're on verse 58, and up to here God has introduced a few prophets. And on verse 58, he says, they are the ones whom Allah has blessed from among the prophets of Adam's progeny. So they are the special selected ones, particularly selected by God. And from those we carried with Noah, and from among the progeny of Abraham and Israel, and from among those we guided and chose. So apparently these are the most important prophets. When the signs of the All-Beneficent were recited to them, they would fall down weeping in prostration. Is this last part of the verse the reason why these prophets are so special to God subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Here it's a sign that they are special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of their signs that they are special towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, of course, looking at them, we could take, you know, like five programs just at this verse, because we're trying to move a little faster. I just want to add this, that in the saying of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, there's a saying about Imam Sajjad, of course, his martyrdom, like we stated, is tomorrow on a saying or a narration or report. And it states that we are the people, or the ones that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed from among the prophets of Adam's progeny. We are from the progeny of those that were carried with Noah. We are from among the progeny of Abraham and Israel. And of course, then he states that our Shia, our followers, are from those who were guided and chosen. So this really just gives it as an, you could say, like ta'wil towards it. How to better say it, an example. So this is just like an instance of these people. And like how we've stated before, that the Quran has a zahir, or like the visible and the apparent meaning. Then you have these meanings that could only be understood by the divine teachers of the Holy Quran. So here is one of the meanings, of course, stated by Imam
Ali. Also says that examples are signs of things that are similar to them. In other words, what you're saying, this narration is saying that we are similar to these prophets that God has.
No, we are the people that Hadayna wa Ijtabana. because we are followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim. So of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, actually.
And it appears that in Islamic belief, weeping has a special place. I mean, here God is also saying that they would weep. Instead of becoming joyful of God's signs, they would weep.
There's this verse in the Quran that actually has to do with crying and weeping. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those the most knowledgeable about Him. So here's a perfect example. Those who do prostration, of course, the meaning of prostration, do you ask yourself this? Do I ask myself this, actually? Like, when we're praying, do we know the meaning of our ruku'? Do we know the meaning of our sujood, our prostration? What does it mean to do prostration? The Arabs, at the time of the Prophet, knew it was very clear to them. And that is why some of them didn't even accept praying. Why? Because one man stated to, or one woman asked, when asked by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, it was Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, the reason that his uncle was dead or martyred. When asked her, what did you think about it? What did you think about Islam? She says, everything is good about it except for three. One, Bilal's high screech when saying adhan. Two, the hijab. And three, ruku'. Why? Arabs were pride and arrogance.
The bowing.
The bowing and the prostration. They were arrogant. It was very hard for them to do prostration. Here, the reality of prostration is giving and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belittling yourself in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how every mu'min should be. That they're asked, why do believers, the saying to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he was asked, why do believers always have this, charisma about themselves, and like we see them sometimes as arrogant people.
This hubris.
Oh, yeah, and the Imam replied that they see themselves that only Allah is worthy for them to belittle them.
So they're not arrogant.
They're not arrogant. The thing is that they see that we are all equal, and that we should not be higher than each other, and that we should only be belittled in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, the weeping, the crying, and that really comes from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that fear all comes from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. It's also one of the highest demonstrations of emotion and connection.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back after the break for the next verse. Don't go away.
There is no life without Hussein. There is no life without Hussein. No life without Hussein. Hussein, you are light of my eyes, and with your name I start to rise.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 59 of chapter 19 of the Quran. Verse 59 reads, but they were succeeded by an evil posterity who neglected the prayer and followed their base appetites. So they will soon encounter the reward of perversity. So this is very important. So God gives them prophets that are siddiq, that are completely humble to God subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are at the utmost level of sincerity. But after the prophets, that group turns its back on those prophets. And this is, again, an interesting coincidence that it happens when yesterday would be Ashura, the day when a group of Muslims turned their back on the tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and killed Imam Hussein in that manner. And also tomorrow is the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad, another instance of how they have turned their back on Islam. Can you please explain about this to us?
Of course, this verse is very beautifully portrays and illustrates the meaning of al-kafir, or disbeliever, or an infidel. That meaning, that word, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always attaches punishment and hellfire with. Why? Because I want to take out, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, and in those verses, is not looking, or not stating, or claiming, or not talking about the mustad'af, or that person weak in proof. Still haven't found the best translation for it. I'm very sorry about that. But the thing is that here it portrays it. And the nice thing here is that it states that فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ They were what came after them. From them, actually. From the prophets. At the end of the day, you're from Adam, Hussein. You're from Nuh. Even presidents of the United States of America are from Adam and from Noah. We're all sons of Adam. at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and our fathers, great, 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 great ancestors, all the prophets. So pretty much the non-discerning is here, is out of context here. Like, that's the word you gave me, of course. Thank you very much. Now, of course, here it states that they neglected the prayers and they followed their desires or appetites. And of course, this is what we're seeing to this day. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing up that from the progeny of prophets came people who were so fearful of Allah, so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet on the other hand, there are people who forgot their path and went astray away.
And what could be a worse slap in the face or a worse sign of ingratitude to God subhanahu wa ta'ala than turning your back on your prophet?
Yeah, and it really just goes back to them losing out. But more than that, they affect us more. And I hope that we have time to elaborate on this idea that they affect their community and society altogether when we talk about adha'u salat. Why precisely adha'u salat?
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. Yesterday was the anniversary of the commemoration of Imam Hussein alayhi salam being martyred while trying to revive the tradition of his grandfather, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow is the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad, Imam Hussein's son, who also made a similar attempt, but in a different way. Thanks to all our audience for being with us. You listened to Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. If you missed this episode, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, please remember us in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن هذا